No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome back to Today in Sports Betting, and thank you, as always, for tuning in. I'm your host, Yoel Abulov, also known as @Onkyobo on Twitter or X, whatever you'd like to refer to as. And it is episode 6, Tuesday Wagering with Yoel. We're kicking off a brand new week after our 3-week consecutive run of green results came to an end. Last week, we wrapped up 8-9 in the NBA and 22-21 in soccer for a combined result of minus 5.23 units. So coming off 3 consecutive weeks of positive units, last week was definitely not what we had hoped for, especially coming into Sunday with only a couple units down and a full slate. I had very strong hopes of turning the tide on Sunday, but the morning results versus the afternoon results did not fare off as I had hoped. It was the first kind of official week of the playoffs. I know that the NBA play-ins don't count officially as part of the playoffs, but the NBA play-in as well as the first games for the NBA playoffs did not fare as well as I had hoped. I felt very good about my analysis, you know, covering the NBA from both a fantasy perspective and just watching it as a fan throughout the entire season. The last couple of weeks, especially these last 2-3 months, we've been doing really well in the NBA. So I really was hoping to carry that momentum. But it's a great reminder that the playoffs are a completely different atmosphere, a completely different intensity, and some inconsistencies can happen from the regular season on. You know, the first player that comes to my mind is Jalen Green. He was on a tear to finish off the season, scoring 20, 30 points plus on a nightly basis. But then he gets limited to, you know, under 10 points, if I'm not mistaken, in game one against the Golden State Warriors. So again, the Rockets were a team that I'm hoping much more from. But then again, I completely forgot that they're a young team. Some of these players did not necessarily have, you know, the full playoff experience. And it might take some time for them to find their footing. So that's just one example of how my ideas from the regular season and my analysis and thoughts did not necessarily translate as well into the playoff atmosphere. But again, 8-9 is not a bad result. It means that we're still also catching some good lines and, you know, having some good analysis. I, again, had the opportunity to watch all of the play-in games as well as all of the game ones and, of course, all the soccer that I share, you know, plays for. And so we're learning. We're drawing new analysis and we're figuring out how teams are approaching these games. And you know, just like I say always, and I've mentioned at the start of the episode, it just provides us a great opportunity to start a climb back up again. You know, even myself, I don't get as excited to follow someone who's been on a streak, but rather, you know, tailing someone who's on the climb, putting in their strongest effort to get back into that positive unit seems like a stronger motivation for me. So that is what I'll hope to provide during this bounce back week stretch, as I like to refer to it as. This week, we're already off to a great start. You know, like I said, I'm a huge believer in turning the tide, and I think that comes with a little bit more focus and a little bit more of a cautious approach. You know, typically I try and find the best odds, obviously, you know, in addition to what I anticipate happening in the game. You know, I would never share a play for a match just to share a play and because it has great odds without actually believing in it. So again, episode 6 is a little bit of a reflective moment from the handicapper himself, but yeah, just some things that I wanted to share in regard to, you know, my philosophy, how I'm approaching this last 4-week stretch, you know, with the 3 positive and then the 1 loss. But yeah, Monday, we already had a great day on Monday. We started the climb back up, and here's how the slate played out. Originally, I had a little bit more plays for the soccer side, but unfortunately, with the Pope's debt, the Serie A postponed some of the games that they had scheduled for yesterday. So those will be a part of the slate for both today and tomorrow. However, on Monday, we had Tottenham versus Nottingham Forest in the English Premier League. I backed both teams to score and then Nottingham Forest money line. And both teams to score was at minus 200. Very poor odds, but luckily it cashed. Nottingham Forest money line had plus 165, and luckily that did cash. So we had 2 out of 2 in the Tottenham versus Nottingham Forest game. Then we moved on to the La Liga, where Girona took on Real Betis. I wanted to take a little bit of a risk, and you know, given Girona's position in the league, I anticipated them to come out into the game with fireworks. So I had first half Girona over 0.5 goals, meaning that I anticipated Girona to score in the first half at plus 120 odds. Unfortunately, that did not happen, but I kind of backed it up in a similar bet and said both teams to score throughout the entirety of the match. And even though Girona could not score in the first half, they eventually did in the game. So at minus 125, the both teams to score cashed in that game. So across the two soccer, you know, matches, we had 4 plays and we went 3-1. For the NBA side, we had Pistons versus Knicks. And in the first game, I had backed the Pistons as the underdogs. And this time around, after seeing how game 1 played out, I felt that, you know, the Knicks had gained the motivation that they needed to keep up with the Pistons at home. They made it another game coming back in the fourth quarter to almost steal the win, but ideally that victory would have not came in within the spread either. So the Knicks -6 was a loss. However, in one of the most entertaining games of the playoffs so far, in my humble opinion, the Clippers versus Nuggets, I had backed the Clippers once again at minus 1.5. And the Clippers did come through, you know, with the spread and made it 1-1 in NBA. So all in all, we went 4-2 on Monday for a net profit of plus 1.86 units to start the week. Solid momentum, and we're looking to build on that across a busy Tuesday and Wednesday slate. So that is the recap portion of how we did last week as well as on Monday. And so with that being said, let's get into the meat of the episode. And let's start talking about our Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025, top plays for the day. We'll start it off in La Liga, with Valencia taking on Espanyol. And in this game, I'll be backing Espanyol team over 0.5 goals. So essentially, in simpler terms, I'm taking Espanyol to score at least 1 goal in this game at minus 160 on Fanatics. Both clubs have turned their seasons around and come into this match on strong runs. Valencia are unbeaten in their last 7, while Espanyol are riding a 5-game unbeaten streak themselves. The last 4 meetings between these two have all been high-scoring draws. And so with that being said, Espanyol, who have scored in 6 straight road games, should likely find the net once again. I like the odds for it at minus 160. I kind of don't want to go to a both teams to score approach here and just want to focus on Espanyol to get 1 goal on the board. Moving on, we go into League One with Nantes taking on Paris Saint-Germain. And even though Paris Saint-Germain having won the league already, have been fielding rotational squads and have not perhaps been taking their domestic league matches with the same seriousness that they have been approaching the Champions League matches. But, PSG continue to dominate League One with their star-studded squad. They truly fare off much stronger than the rest of the league. They're likely to control this match from start to finish, especially with Nantes struggling to stay organized defensively. Especially if PSG ends up getting the first goal, I anticipate this match to be fully within their control and for them to, dominate throughout the entire 90. Nantes will approach this match through counterattacks. They might offer, one or two possessions, but PSG should, again, hopefully get on the board early and dictate the tempo from there. My score prediction for this is a 3-0 or 3-1 type of result. And so with that being said, I'm backing PSG to win an over 2.5 total goals game parlay at minus 132 on DraftKings. Then let's go back to the La Liga with the Barcelona versus Mallorca match. In this match, I'm switching it up. I don't usually take these bets, or as a clarification, I typically take these bets, but I don't necessarily share as many plays similar to this one. But I'm going to go plus 175 odds today for a Lamine Yamal anytime goal scorer. So for Barcelona, Lewandowski is sidelined and Barcelona have a cup final plus Champions League ahead coming this weekend and next week. So they're likely going to be going to a rotation. And so it is a little risky knowing that they might go to a rotation to pick Lamine Yamal, but I do anticipate him to see some minutes in this game and provide that creative spark that he often does. Lamine Yamal has looked dangerous in recent outings, and overall, we know the potential and the skill that he possesses. Against the Mallorca side that has offensive limitations and struggles to control possession, I think that, lacking Lewandowski and potentially going to a rotation, this is a match for Barcelona in which individual skills will shine. And there is no better player in their squad than Lamine Yamal for those individual skills to shine. So at attractive odds at plus 175, I like Lamine Yamal to score any time. And given how much Barcelona has struggled against Celta Vigo last week, even though they got the win in a 4-3 thriller, I don't feel as strong backing them to be the winner in this game or for both teams to score, as I also don't trust Mallorca. But, all in all, Lamine Yamal anytime goal scorer at plus 175 is worth a sprinkle on, high impact slips. We switch our attention to the English Premier League. It's a short week in the English Premier League with the previous match week wrapping up yesterday with the Tottenham Newcastle game. But then we have fireworks today with Manchester City taking on Aston Villa. Manchester City got past Everton, but are still dealing with key absences in Ederson and Haaland. Aston Villa, on the other hand, just dismantled a Newcastle side who have won 10. Newcastle side who's been super hot, and Villa are now 10-4-11 in their last 11. They have been excellent away from home and come in with full confidence, having shifted their full attention back to the English Premier League. Both teams are fighting for top five positioning, and I think we will see fireworks in this one. And with that being said, I'm backing both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals at minus 141 odds on DraftKings. Aston Villa scored 4 past Newcastle this past weekend. And even though, Manchester City only scored 1, I apologize, they scored 2. They did offer a lot of positions going forward. So with both of these teams, wanting to show their strength to each other, I anticipate this game going to a 2-1, 3-1, 2-2 score, which would cash our bet quite easily. We are shifting our attention to the NBA playoffs, and we have 3 games for tonight. First one on the board is the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Indiana Pacers. In game one, I backed Milwaukee Bucks as they've been on a very strong run to finish off the regular season. And, you know, even without Damian Lillard, I felt good about Milwaukee Bucks having the best player on the court with Giannis Antetokounmpo. However, it was, again, not necessarily a Giannis Antetokounmpo fault, but more so the rest of the Milwaukee Bucks failing to show up alongside him. I mean, Kyle Kuzma threw up a big zero on the board with, you know, the rest of the supporting cast failing to show up. I watched the game and it was, you know, quite hard to watch. Just seeing Giannis Antetokounmpo take the ball, dribble across the entire court, you know, post up against a player, double coverage and try and, you know, dominate his way through the post with his physicality. But, you know, again, with Damian Lillard questionable and not necessarily his status up in the air, I don't feel good about the Bucks going into this game. Throughout the entire series, I still think that the Bucks will make this a series against the Indiana Pacers. You know, it might be silly to think, but I did feel like Damian Lillard talking to Tyrese Halliburton in that game one and just showing a little bit of, you know, that playoff atmosphere gives a sign that when Damian Lillard does return and take off some pressure off Giannis Antetokounmpo, that they will make this a series. But for the time being, without any certainties as to whether he will return, also more importantly, as to how he will return, I'm backing the Pacers spread at -4 and -110 odds at Fanatics. The next game we have on the board is the Grizzlies and the Thunder. The Thunder have been the Grizzlies' kryptonite. You know, I genuinely don't think that the Grizzlies are as bad of a team to get blown out by the Oklahoma City Thunder, but that's exactly what happened in game one. And they barely needed SGA to be on the court to do it. Andrew Wiggins stepped up and they showed why they finished the season with 68 wins. You know, there is no denying the dominance of Oklahoma City Thunder, especially from a betting perspective as well. They're, I believe, the best, one of the best teams, if not the best team in going against the spread. And so with that in mind, I think Grizzlies, who are in kind of like a flux with a new coach and poor performances across the board, and with Ja Morant still feeling the effects of the ankle injury he picked up last week, even though the spread is large once again at -14 for the Thunder, they have won 9 straight against the Grizzlies. And tonight, I expect number 10 to come. So I'll be taking Thunder -14 at -110 odds. We'll wrap up the NBA slate for tonight with the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Lakers. I was very much leaning towards the Timberwolves in game one, but again, I fell a victim as a handicapper to the opinions of the public, and it did not feel right to back the Timberwolves on the road against the Lakers side, who have all the hype behind them with Luka Doncic and LeBron James. I truly did not anticipate them to give up that game one at home. And so for this game, while I am changing my approach and thinking that the Timberwolves will...
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make this a 2-0 series and take it back to Minnesota with a very strong advantage. I'll be focusing on points for tonight as my top play. And I'm backing over 210.5 total points at minus 110 odds on Fanatics. The Timberwolves exploded from deep in game one and broke their franchise playoff record with 21 made threes. The Lakers struggled from mid-range and leaned heavily on Luka Doncic. It's very evident that the Lakers are lacking a big man to counter Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, and Julius Randle. And I think that that will be their downfall throughout this series. And if not this series, if they make it to the next round and the next round. And so with that being said, Timberwolves, again, as the underdogs, are not my official play, but they are, you know, from a personal conversation standpoint, the team that I'm leaning towards. But I do think that these teams will play out an entertaining match tonight. And so with that being said, over 210.5 total points seems like a good number to go over. That is what we have for Tuesday. I want to give a quick recap as I realize that I often talk a lot about the plays that I share and it's not very clear as to what the play official plays are for the day. Of course, this is my time to plug in both of our Discord as well as our articles. So you would need a Wager Pass premium membership to be able to access those. But as soon as you have that, you will have access to all of my plays, write-ups. Of course, this podcast you already get. But the write-up analysis and tracking and all of that kind of whatnot and fun stuff comes to our premium members. So with that plug in, I'll give a quick rundown of what we have for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. We start off with La Liga, Valencia versus Espanyol. Espanyol team over 0.5 goals, so Espanyol to score at least one goal at minus 160 on Fanatics. We move on to League One with Nantes taking on PSG. I'm backing PSG to win and over 2.5 total goals at minus 132. Then we get back to La Liga with the Barcelona versus Mallorca match. We are going Lamine Yamal anytime scorer at plus 175 and hoping that even through rotation or a potential rotation, Lamine Yamal sees minutes tonight. Then we have a short week in the English Premier League with Manchester City and Aston Villa taking on each other today. And I'm backing both teams to score in over 2.5 total goals game parlay at minus 145 on DraftKings. Then we finish off the night with three NBA playoff games. The Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Pacers. I'm backing Pacers -4 at minus 110 odds on Fanatics. Then we have the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder -14 at minus 110 odds on Fanatics is the play for me. And for the Timberwolves versus Lakers, I'm backing points and I'm going over 210.5 total points at minus 110 odds on Fanatics once again. And not an official play, but something I would say to a friend if we were having a conversation. but I'm also loving the Timberwolves as the underdogs tonight. And I think they have something in store for everyone who is backing the Lakers tonight, thinking that, you know, there is no chance that they go 0-2 at home against this Timberwolves side. But this time, I'll be fading the public and won't let them get to my head again. And, you know, I feel good about the Timberwolves in this series. And this is not, again, this is not about me going against the Lakers. Of course, I'm a Boston Celtics fan, so I'm not the biggest fan of the Lakers. But this is truly a matter of the lack of a true center or size for the Lakers. And on the other hand, the Timberwolves' strength in that area and their ability to counter that. Again, we'll see how they play off. I'm sure I'll have a lot of strong opinions for Game 3 after how the play-in and Game 1 played out and how I had a lot of things to say for today. So I'm excited about Game 2s. To be very honest, the Clippers-Nuggets game last night truly got me going once again for these playoffs. So I'm anticipating hopefully similar competition in the games that we will see tonight. Let's do a quick rapid fire preview of Wednesday, April 23rd before we wrap up today's episode. I have a couple of plays for Wednesday that I'd also like to share from now on. Like I mentioned at the start of the episode, I originally had a lot more plays for Monday, but with the unfortunate death of the Pope, those games in Serie A, Italy's top flight, were postponed, some of them to this weekend, some of them to later next week. As things are scheduled, some of the games that were scheduled for Monday will be played on Wednesday. So I'm including them in this slate, but before betting on them, please make sure to check the status, as you know, the Italian Soccer Federation has been announcing these kind of last minute. But you know, with that little preview, we'll start it off in Serie A indeed, where we have Genoa taking on Lazio. I'm backing under 2.5 total goals at -165 on Fanatics for this game. It moved to -175 when I checked this morning as opposed to when I wrote them yesterday. I still do believe, with just, you know, a 10-point difference in the from, you know, going from -165 to -175, it's not as strong, but it's not a killer. And I do strongly believe that it's still highly playable. Genoa is able to grind games out, and Lazio are coming off a tough elimination in the Europa League, and I anticipate some rotation. With that being said, I don't anticipate a lot of goals. 1-1, 1-0, 2-0 are all potential score predictions I have. So under 2.5 total goals feels like a safe bet in this one. We remain in this area in our other postponed game. We have Parma taking on Juventus. Parma have been tough to beat, but they have been draw prone instead. Juventus are rounding into form and have more to play for in a top four race, and they've also found some groove with a managerial change. At -130 odds, I like for Juventus to take all 3 points. We remain in Italy, but we change competition. We have the Coppa Italia semifinals taking place tomorrow as well. Again, this is a big derby and a very big game. So while I have my play for this day and I have indeed placed my bet, I would highly recommend checking to ensure if this match will still be played, where we have Inter Milan taking on AC Milan in the derby. I'm backing both teams to score at -150 on Fanatics. These derbies have always been tight, but have always featured goals. All four meetings between these two have seen both of these teams to score. So I'm just riding the trend and backing for both teams to score at pretty decent odds at -150. We shift our attention to La Liga. We have Getafe taking on Real Madrid. Real Madrid has upsetted me very much throughout this entire season. You know, you would think the Giants, who have helped us in cashing a lot of bets just last season, very similar to Manchester City, would continue to come through the season, but that is definitely not what they had done. They have another, cup final coming over the weekend, so I anticipate them to rotate the squad. But even in that case, Getafe have fallen off and are missing a lot of their key players. I think Carlo Ancelotti will want to fare off a good, a solid farewell to Real Madrid and will not want to end the season on a rough note. And so with that being said, and with no Champions League looming, Real Madrid will, given their namesake, will fight for every last minute, or at least I hope them to. That's what I had hoped during the Champions League, but they didn't come through. But still, I'm hoping for them to come through this time around. So at favorable odds at -130, I'm backing Real Madrid money line in their matchup against Getafe tomorrow. We wrap up the Wednesday quickfire, Wednesday slate, with another three set of NBA playoff games. We have the Orlando Magic taking on my Boston Celtics. The Celtics overwhelmed the Orlando Magic in game one, especially in the second half, even though the Magic got the lead going into halftime. I believe that if they keep the turnovers down and, given that Magic are once again, as I've mentioned in my previous episodes, heavily reliant on Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero, who kind of did not deliver in game one, I think the Celtics will make easy work of the Magic once again at home. So I'm backing this Celtics spread at -12.5 at -110. Moving on to the Heat versus the Cavaliers. I have a lot of respect for Eric Spoelstra. I think he's genuinely one of the greatest coaches in the NBA. And he always has something up his sleeve, especially during the playoffs. Even though the Miami Heat on paper don't look like a strong team and have not necessarily fared off as one throughout the season, they still made it to the playoffs and they will still give everything they have in hopes of making this a series against the Cavaliers. However, with that being said, they really did struggle to keep up in game one. And so, with that being said, I have to stay with the Cleveland Cavaliers, who've been the best team all season, regular season-wise, and now in the playoffs with a very strong core and great depth as well. So it's risky to back two double-digit favorites in one slate, but I am going Cavs -12 at -110 odds. And this time around, I do think that the Miami Heat will show up a little bit more than they did during game one. So I'm backing over 212 total points in this game as well. It's a little bit more of a riskier play. The odds are still -110 on Fanatics. But given how, low scoring the playoff games, at least the game ones for the majority of the part being, I feel good about the over 212 line. The Cavaliers can generate points. And if the Miami Heat come to play a little bit more today, I think that we can see this line crossed. But I do realize that this bet somewhat comes with a one or the other type of approach. Unless the Cavaliers play an incredible game and they blow out the Heat while the Heat also contributes to the scoring, there is a chance we might cash both of these. But I know from my own experience on betting on similar of these type of plays that this is one or the other. So I would recommend going at first glance with whichever one you feel the strongest. But I feel good about both of them. Hence, they are both of my top plays. Let's finish off the Wednesday slate with Golden State Warriors taking on the Houston Rockets. I already talked a little bit about how I anticipated this series to go and how it eventually played off, but I'm kind of doubling down on that take and backing the Rockets once again. Surprisingly, they're underdogs again. They're favorites again at -3. So I'm backing Rockets -3 at -110. Despite a very poor showing by majority of their players and overall just, you know, not keeping up with the game, except for Alper and Şengün, shout out. I do think it still ended up being somewhat of a close game, which does bring a little bit of promise for the Rocket side that they can potentially make this a series. And so with that being said, I'm hoping that they will make some adjustments. You know, they have a great coach in Ime Udoka, who's one of the finalists for Coach of the Year. And so with that being said, I think that the Rockets can make adjustments and, you know, battle with the Golden State Warriors, who have fared off as one of the better teams since the arrival of Jimmy Butler, but still in my book, and perhaps a controversial take, not one of the strongest teams to face off. And I do think that the Rockets possess that strength and firepower to indeed win a game against the Warriors, especially at home. I'm also backing over 203.5 total points. The total line is quite low for, in my opinion, even though the Rockets are one of the teams that don't necessarily generate a lot of points and Golden State is a little bit more of a hit and miss. The line is too short for me to kind of pass up. So I like the Rockets as well as the over 203.5 points. But again, just a reminder that these are my Wednesday plays, and hence there is still time for me to make some analysis adjustments throughout the day and potentially change some stuff. But as we are, you know, as I'm recording this episode in this very moment on this fine Tuesday, these are the leans that I have. So another, you know, a quick rapid fire of the Wednesday slate, just like I did for the Tuesday. Serie A, Genoa versus Lazio, under 2.5 total goals at -165. The line moved to -175, still playable in my opinion. Remaining in the Serie A, we have Parma taking on Juventus. Juventus money line at -130 is looking great to me. Coppa Italia, Inter versus Milan, both teams to score at -150 seems like a lock given the fact that both of these teams have consistently scored against each other. We go to La Liga, Getafe versus Real Madrid. We have another firehouse in Real Madrid, and I'm backing their money line at -130. We're wrapping up Wednesday slate with three NBA game twos. Orlando Magic versus Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics -12.5 is the play for me. The Miami Heat versus Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland Cavaliers -12 is the play. And over 212 points seems very doable by both of these teams. Lastly, we have the Golden State Warriors taking on the Houston Rockets. I'm backing Rockets at -3 spread, as well as over 203.5 total points for the game. This wraps up episode 6. We've got 14 official plays locked in across Tuesday and Wednesday. And after a solid start to the week, we're ready to keep pushing for a strong bounce back week. Thank you, as always, for riding along, and best of luck on the board. I'll catch you on the next episode of Today in Sports Betting on Thursday, and we'll hopefully have a great week this week. Thank you all, and take care.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.